由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We welcome you.
我们欢迎你。
We are glad you tuned in.
我们很开心你今天收听天路导向。
And we look forward to hearing from you.
我们也很希望能够收到你写来的信件。
We have been going through a series of messages from the book of Acts.
我们这段时间所讲的是使徒行传里面的系列信息。
And I want to begin by telling you a historical incident.
让我先同你讲一件历史的事件。
It is a well-known story.
这个故事呢，很多人都认识的，不过可能中国的听众朋友呢，比较少听到。
And it happened in the medieval times.
而这件事是发生在中古世纪，大概公元十一世纪的。
When St. Thomas Aquinas was visiting the Vatican.
圣多马阿圭拿去到梵蒂冈拜访的时候，多马阿圭拿呢就是讲那个五路论证神学的一个的著名的学者和神学家。
He was given the red carpet treatment.
他是受到红地毡式的热烈欢迎啊。
He was shown some of the priceless treasures of the Vatican.
啲人带咗佢去睇梵蒂冈里面无价的珍宝。
He was bedazzled by the enormity of the wealth of the Vatican.
他见到梵蒂冈的巨大财富，让到他眼花缭乱。
And at the end of his visit,
但是当他结束访问的时候，
still bedazzled with this fabulous wealth,
他仍然被那些华丽的财宝搞到，唉，头晕眼花。
A senior clergyman looked at him and said,
那个时候有一位高级的神职人员就望住佢同佢讲啦。
You see, Thomas,
阿多马，你见唔见到啊
？Now the church can no longer say what Peter said in Acts chapter 3.
而家教会就唔可以再好似当年彼得喺《使徒行传》第三章咁样讲啦。
Silver and gold have I none.
彼得嗰时话金银我都冇。
At that point, St. Thomas Aquinas looked at the cardinal and said,
咁呢个时候，阿多马阿圭纳呢就望住嗰个红衣主教就讲啦。
Neither can we say but that the name of Jesus rise up and walk.
自闭就系我哋都唔能够讲话，我奉耶稣基督嘅名叫你起嚟行走。
It comes as no surprise to most of us.
其实这个故事对我们大部分的人来讲一点都不稀奇。
That one of the greatest hindrances to the power of God working among his children,
原来那个拦了上帝的大能在他儿女身上作工的是什么呢？
Is the silver and the gold.
就是金和银。
What do I mean by this?
我这样讲是什么意思呢？
That our human resources and our blessings,
就是人类的资源和福气，
often gets in the way of experiencing the power of God.
经常成为我们经历上帝的大能的拦阻。
That our trust in material possessions often hinders our fully trusting in God.
我们对物质财产的依赖往往妨碍我们全心全意地信靠上帝。
Our preoccupation with what we have and what we want to have is constantly crowding out God's power of our lives.
我们拼命追求拥有物质和满足心里面的欲望，以至于上帝在我们生命里面的能力，我们将它排斥了。
Our focus on our likes and dislikes,
我们很在意自己所喜欢的和自己所不喜欢的。
Keeps the hand of God from doing what he wants to do in the midst of his children.
以至于拦阻了上帝的手在他儿女中间行他的旨意。
Even those who want miracles in their lives,
甚至那些希望在生命里面经历神迹的人。
Even those who want to see God's supernatural intervention in their lives.
甚至那些盼望在他们生命里面见到上帝超凡作为的人
are often asking for those things for selfish and self-serving reasons.
我们发现他们却经常为到一些自私自利的理由去祈求上帝。
They may pay lip service to giving God the glory.
他们懂得拿个嘴来赞美上帝，懂得拿个嘴来歌颂上帝的荣耀。
But often what we ask for is what we want.
但是他想要的东西只是为了自己要的东西去祈祷。
And not what God wants.
而不是按照上帝的旨意来祈祷。
In Acts chapter 3,
我们看一下圣经的使徒行传的第三章。
The Bible spells out clearly the true understanding of miracles, signs, and wonders.
圣经很清楚地讲明神迹奇事的真正意义。
In Acts chapter 3, it tells us unequivocally that God's supernatural interventions are not for show.
使徒行传第三章一啲都唔含糊咁样话俾我哋听，神迹奇事唔系为咗晒命，唔系为咗表演炫耀。
Acts chapter 3 tells us that God's supernatural interventions are only for serving God's ultimate purpose.
圣经的使徒行传第三章话俾我哋听，所有嘅神迹奇事都系为咗成就上帝嘅旨意。
What is God's ultimate purpose?
你问究竟上帝最终嘅目的系乜嘢呢？
The salvation of the soul.
就系人人悔改得蒙拯救。
If you have your Bible, please turn to Acts chapter 3.
如果你有圣经的话，请你翻开《使徒行传》的第三章，圣经《使徒行传》新约《使徒行传》第三章，我们一起来读第一到十节，《使徒行传》第三章一到十节。在下午三点钟祈祷的时候，彼得和约翰一起去圣殿那里。有一个人一出世已经是瘸腿了，他每一日被人抬来放在圣殿的其中一个门口，那个门叫做美门，要求进圣殿的人可以给他钱周济一下。彼得和约翰就定睛望着他，彼得说你望着我们，那个人就留意去看着他们，希望拿到些东西，可能是钱。彼得就说金银我都没有，但是我将我所有的给你，我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名字叫你起来行走。于是就拉着他的右手扶他起来，他的脚同埋他的脚骨即刻健壮了，就跳起来站在那里，又识行，同他一起走进圣殿，一起行，一路跳着舞去赞美上帝。百姓都见到他行走赞美上帝，认得他就是经常都坐在圣殿的美门口那里要求周济的那一个乞衣。于是他就因为这个乞衣所遇到的事，就满心稀奇和惊讶了。
There are two basic things here that we will notice in this chapter.
我想告诉你，在《使徒行传》第三章里面，有两项基本的原则，请你留意的。
First,
第一样嘢，
You will notice that this is the first miracle performed by the apostles.
你会注意到这个是使徒所行的第一件神迹。
Secondly,
第二样嘢，
You will hear the second sermon preached by Peter.
你之后会听到彼得所讲的第二篇道。
His first sermon was on the day of Pentecost.
彼得的第一篇道是记载在圣灵降临节那时，他讲的道是使徒行传比较前少少的地方。
What was this first miracle?
那究竟这个第一个奇迹是什么呢？
Peter and John, who have been close friends,
彼得和约翰是亲密的好朋友。
Peter and John, who were business partners,
彼得和约翰是他们打鱼事业上面的伙伴。
Peter and John, who together with James made up Jesus' inner circle,
彼得同埋约翰再加上雅各系最接近耶稣嘅小圈子。
Peter and John, whom Jesus entrusted with preparation for the Passover meal,
彼得同埋约翰只有佢哋系被耶稣去委托预备逾越节嘅晚餐。
Peter and John, who alone followed Jesus to the high priest's house after his arrest,
只有彼得同埋约翰喺耶稣被捕之后，仲一齐去跟到去大祭司嘅屋企里面。
Peter and John, who were the first disciples to visit the empty tomb,
彼得同埋约翰系最早跑去空坟墓里面嘅。
Here we see them traveling and ministering together.
喺呢度，我哋见到佢哋同行同工。
It was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
呢个时候大概系下午嘅三点钟。
The Jews prayed 3 times a day.
犹太人通常每日祈祷三次。
The morning, at noon, and in the evening.
朝早、正午同埋夜晚。
And Peter and John were walking on the evening prayer time.
彼得同埋约翰就系喺晚祷嘅时间行到嗰度。
When the crowd would be at its peak.
嗰个时候亦都系应该最逼人嘅时候。
They were confronted by human hopelessness.
佢喺嗰个时候遇到一个人类非常无助嘅境况。
They saw this man sitting in front of the beautiful gate on the side of the temple.
佢哋见到呢个人坐喺圣殿旁边叫做美门嘅门口。
And this man was at the peak of his human hopelessness.
呢个人正处喺人生最无助嘅地步。
As a physician, Dr. Luke was interested in this man's congenital condition.
作为医生，路加系非常之关注呢个人生嚟就残缺嘅身体状况。
In Acts 3:2,
喺《使徒行传》第三章第二节里面
，It tells us that this man was born crippled.
佢话俾我哋听，有一个人出生呢就系瘸腿噶啦。
In Acts 4:22,
喺《使徒行传》第四章二十二节
，They tell us that he was in this condition for 40 years.
佢话俾我哋听，有一个人就系呢个人啦，佢已经瘸腿瘸咗四十年啦。
This man was so severely crippled that others had to carry him everywhere.
呢个人只脚跛得好严重嘅，佢一定要人抬佢，佢先能够移动嘅。
And all that this man was hoping for was just barely physical survival.
佢所有嘅盼望只不过系继续存活落去。
All that this man was hoping for
呢个人所能够期望嘅。
Was begging for whatever he could get to merely exist.
就是乞讨其他人的施舍，让他足以为生。
But my listening friend, please listen carefully.
但是亲爱的朋友，请你留心听我去讲。
This is a picture of each one of us.
其实这个正正就是我们每一个人的写照。
We were all born with a crippling disease called sin.
我们每一个人生来都有残缺，而这个残缺就是我们的罪。
We were all born with eternal hopelessness written all over us.
我们生来就是在永恒里面毫无盼望的人。
Whether we are born in a mansion or in a hut,
我们无论生在一间很豪华的大屋，还是一个很贫困的茅草屋里面。
Whether we are born rich or poor,
我们屋企有钱又好，没钱又好。
We were all born in sin and with sin.
但是我们生出来就有罪性，亦都是生在罪中的。
We were all born heading for eternal destruction.
我们一出世就是跑进去一条永远灭亡的道路。
Throughout our lives, when you know other way of living other than enslavement to sin,
我们整个人生除了被罪奴役之外，都不知道有什么路好行。
Throughout our lives, when you know other way of living other than merely existing,
你会不会想过我们整个人生除了紧紧去求生存之外，都不知道有什么路好行。
Throughout our lives, when you know other way of living other than Satan and sin,
我们整个人生除了撒旦和罪恶之道之外，还有没有路好行呢？
Satan and sin carried us around and pulled us about wherever they wanted us to go.
我哋发现我哋随时随地被撒旦同埋罪恶所操控、所牵引。
Throughout our lives, we were living at the door of pain and guilt and discontentment.
我哋一生都喺罪恶、痛苦嗰种罪疚同埋唔满足嘅大门前面徘徊。
Throughout our lives, we looked for hope here and there and everywhere.
我哋一生四处飘荡，寻求盼望。
Throughout our lives, we went from one refuge to another.
我哋一生好似由一个难民营走到另一个难民营里面。
Hoping that would ease the power of guilt and sin.
希望咁样可以减轻罪疚同埋罪恶嘅压力。
We were in a hopeless condition.
我哋根本就冇盼望。
But thank God, many of us have moved from our hopeless condition.
但系感谢上帝，有好多人脱离咗绝望嘅处境。
We moved to experiencing the heavenly power.
我哋搬到去属天能力嘅经历里面。
Because Jesus sent us His word of power.
因为耶稣赐俾我哋佢能力嘅话语。
He sent His word of forgiveness.
佢赐俾我哋赦罪嘅话语。
He sent His word of salvation.
佢赐俾我哋救恩嘅话语。
He sent His word of healing.
佢赐俾我哋医治嘅话语。
Jesus used someone to stretch out His or her hand and lifted you up from the begging condition of sin.
耶稣借住某一个人伸出佢嘅手，将我哋从罪恶乞讨嘅境况里面救出嚟。
Jesus used someone to stretch out His or her hand and pull us off your crippled condition of sin.
耶稣借住某一个人伸出佢嘅手，将我哋从罪恶嘅残缺里头救拔出嚟。
Jesus sent someone to stretch out His or her hand to rescue you from the gutter of hopelessness and guilt.
耶稣差派某一个人伸出佢嘅手，将我哋从罪疚同埋绝望嘅污水渠里面救出嚟。
It is our deepest longing.
其实呢个就系我哋最深嘅渴望。
That the Lord Jesus Christ would use us to stretch our hand to you.
我哋希望上帝能够用我哋向你伸出我哋嘅手。
Every one of you who are still in your crippled sin condition.
就是去帮助每一个现在仍然处在罪恶那种的残疾的情况里面的每一位。
It is God's design that we would bring you a word of hope today.
上帝今天其实是要我们去带出盼望的信息给你，这个是上帝的计划。
It is our deepest prayer that you will accept that stretched hand.
这个我们的祷告就是希望你愿意去接受我们伸出的双手。
And be delivered from the destiny of eternal destruction.
让你从奔向永恒灭亡的道路，你可以得以脱离，可以走返出来。
Peter said to the man,
彼得喺度同嗰个嘅残疾嘅人讲
，Silver and gold have I none，
金银我都冇。
But at the name of Jesus, rise up and go。
但系我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督嘅名，叫你起嚟行走。
When you do something in the name of Jesus Christ，
当你奉耶稣基督嘅名做事嘅时候。
It means that you are acting consistently with the will of Jesus Christ.
表示你的行动是完全符合耶稣基督的旨意。
to do something in the name of Jesus Christ,
当你奉耶稣基督的名做事的时候,
is to do something that Jesus Christ himself would do.
表示你所作的就是耶稣基督所要作的事。
To do something in the name of Jesus Christ,
当你奉耶稣基督的名做事的时候,
is to do something in Jesus' authority.
表示你是透过耶稣基督的权柄所做的。
To do something in Jesus' name,
当你奉耶稣基督的名做事的时候,
is to do something with Jesus' delegated power.
表示你是受耶稣的委派用他的能力来行事。
So Peter commands the beggar to get up.
所以彼得他就命令那个乞衣起身。
And he did get up.
跟着那个乞衣真是站起身。
For we see, thirdly, the healing's evidence.
第三样嘢，我哋见到医治嘅证据。
This man's joy and excitement knew no bound.
呢个人有禁唔住嘅喜乐同埋兴奋。
He was not merely walking.
你见到佢唔单止起身去行啊。
That was not enough for him.
唔够啊，嗰个时候嘅喜乐。
He was jumping.
佢要跳起身去表达佢嘅欢欣。
He was leaping.
那种叫做雀跃啊。
He was like a child with a new toy.
他就好像拿到一件新玩具的小朋友一样。
The shackles have been broken.
他的锁链已经断开了。
The crippling is no more.
他的残缺已经没晒了。
The chains that held him to the ground were torn asunder.
他被拘禁的时候，那条地上面那种锁链已经完全被扯断了。
My listening friend, I want to tell you something of uttermost importance as I conclude.
亲爱的朋友，在结束今天的信息的时候，让我告诉你一件重要的事。
If you have never experienced victory over sin,
如果你从来都没胜过罪恶，
If you have never experienced victory over addiction,
如果你从来都没有那种胜过毒瘾，那种恶癖的经历，
If you have never experienced victory over your love of money,
如果你从来都没有胜过贪财的经历，
If you have never experienced victory over your false guilt,
如果你从来都没有胜过虚伪罪疚感的经历，
Then you are in one of two conditions.
这样你只能够在两种的处境里面。
Either you have never experienced the liberating salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ,
一是你就从来没有经历过耶稣基督所赐的解放和救恩。
Or you are living in willful disobedience.
一是你就执意要过叛逆上帝的生活。
But the good news is,
但是今天我要告诉一个好消息给你听。
Today you can be set free.
今天你就能够得着自由。
Ask the Lord Jesus Christ.
希望你向耶稣基督恳求。
He will set you free.
他就能够让你得着自由。
And then write to us and tell us about it.
亦都请你写信嚟到同我哋分享你嗰种得着自由嘅嗰个嘅决定。而而家我哋想送上一首歌俾你，叫做《望向天，望见光》。呢首歌系讲到我哋要揾到我哋嘅真光。呢个嘅作家系一个失明嘅作家。我相信呢个同嗰个跛咗嘅人想行走嘅盼望系一样嘅，佢想见到真光，盲嘅人想见到真光，跛嘅人想行走，而呢样嘢就系耶稣基督能够为你做到嘅嘢。 啱啱送上俾大家嘅係由香港浸会大学基督徒诗班唱出嘅望向天望见光。记住上帝嘅恩典永永远远都係超过我哋嘅所求所想。上帝嘅恩典係远超我哋嘅想象。昔日喺美门嘅嗰个嘅黑衣嗰个嘅瘸腿嘅人，佢因为奉耶稣基督嘅名就得着医治。今日我哋有好多嘅人係仍然活喺困苦落魄里面，我哋有好多嘅伤痛，无论身体嘅残缺心灵嘅残缺。记住奉耶稣基督嘅名你就能够得着医治。希望你记住耶稣基督就是那位最伟大的医生，他就是医治人的上帝。在这里愿上帝赐福给你，希望你的问题你的困难得着医治得着了解。上帝爱你，再会。